Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's the final weekend at TIFF with the hits rolling out, amazing biopics like The Imitation Game starring Benedict Cumberbatch as Alan Turing, and period drama, romantic drama like Christian Petzl's stunning Phoenix starring Nina Haas, and the dramatic film from Ukraine called The Tribe, told entirely in sign languages, no subtitles, about a boy at a school for the deaf who's pulled into a criminal gang. All fantastic films, but these are all opening soon this fall, so I'll talk about when they're ready. But in the meantime, I want to deal with movies that are harder to grasp, harder to categorize. So this week I'm going to look at some unusual films from Sweden, Argentina, Canada, and Spain. What do they have in common? Dark humor, whether used ironically, absurdly, or as camp. A pigeon sat on a branch reflecting on existence, directed by Roy Anderson. A pair of morose salesmen ply the streets of Gothenburg, Sweden, demonstrating their wares. They sell entertaining novelties: a rubber mask, vampire teeth, bag of laughs. One is always angry, the other one depressed. Needless to say, they don't sell many novelties. And they rent sterile, windowless rooms in a boarding house and frequent limp leg laudas, once a boisterous bar, but now filled with sad old men sitting alone. At some point, they wander off map into a sort of a time warp where an 18th century gay Swedish king, followed by dozens and dozens and dozens of soldiers in three cornered hats marching past, well, they march through a modern day bar on horseback. Sweden's preparing for battle with Russia. Simultaneously, though, a large flamenco teacher keeps groping her male student. And there's a school for kids with Down syndrome who are putting on a show. Okay, these are just a few of the storylines and gag scenes that fill this strange but hilariously sad movie. It's set in a timeless era, maybe retro, maybe present day. Movies like a series of New Yorker cartoons brought to life. It's shot in sepia tones, and the actors all look like they've come back from the dead with pale, powdery, fleshy faces and beige clothing. The title, A Pigeon Sat on a Branch Reflecting on Existence, might mean it's about the thoughts Roy Anderson, the director, imagined while viewing a diorama of a bird behind glass in a museum. But I don't know for sure. It's depressing, it's funny, it's uncategorizable, and it's a comment on life, existence, and man's inhumanity to man. Seriously, I'm not making this up. It really is. You've got to see it. Great movie, and it just won the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival. The Editor, directed by Adam Brooks and Matthew Kennedy. Okay, it's a dangerous time at a 1970s Italian movie studio. They're shooting a sexy horror film, but someone keeps stabbing the stars. Luckily, Ciso, the one-handed master film editor with a wooden fingers on one hand, is there to rework the scenes and save the footage. But Detective Porphyry thinks Ciso is the killer, and he's gonna take him down once he finds the evidence. But he has to navigate around a suddenly blinded wife, devious movie stars, and a razor held in a black gloved hand. Oh yeah, and then there's the Catholic priest warning him not to deal in the black arts, or he might open the door to hell itself. Okay, that's the bare bones plot, but what The Editor is really about, it's a combination parody and homage to 70s era giallo movies, Italian movies, the sexy bloody genre made by directors like Dario Argento. That means spooky music, gushing blood, dark shadows, screaming starlets, and blurry softcore sex scenes. Throw in insanity, lust, and suspicion, and you're all set. This parody goes out of its way to be authentic. Things like characters who speak their lines even though their lips aren't actually moving. This one had me laughing very loudly through almost the whole film, partly because it's perfectly ridiculous. So to say it's full of gratuitous nudity and gore is like saying a musical is full of music. Of course there's a lot of it, and a normal movie, it might be excessive. But in a movie like this, it's not gratuitous at all. It's essential to this strange genre. The movie stars the two directors in lead roles, blonde Connor Sweeney as a sexually confused actor, and the marvelous Paz de la Huerta rounding off the cast. Made for drive-ins and midnight madness, and to think, they made it all in Winnipeg. Yeah. Wild Tales, directed by Damien Cifron. This is from Argentina. A demolitions expert is furious when his car is towed from a valid parking spot. A waitress in a small town diner discovers the man she's serving is the gangster who drove her father to suicide. A bride at a Jewish wedding suspects her new husband is already having an affair. And a macho douche in a Lamborghini locks horns with a redneck thug and a junkie on a rural highway. So what do these stories have in common? They're all ripping stories, almost urban legends, about ordinary people vowing revenge and retribution. Each of the six separate segments in Wild Tales functions as its own short film. It starts with a small incident or conversation, but gradually escalates into something huge and potentially disastrous. Some of the characters, which is really important, are sympathetic. You can understand why they're acting this way, even if you wouldn't do it yourself. But it's not just a random grouping of short films shot like Hollywood features. No, in Wild Tales, the whole equals more than just the sum of the parts. The tension grows as the movie rolls on. Series of amazing climaxes, a compilation of funny, absurd looks at the extreme consequences caused by small actions. Great movie. Magical Girl, directed by Carlos Vermut. Luis, an out-of-work professor, is trying to take care of his young daughter, Alicia. She's into ramen, manga, and anime. She says she and her friends go by Japanese names, but the girl is also dying of cancer. So Luis will do anything for her, and in an effort to grant what he believes is her last wish, he decides to get her the dress the magical girl wears in one of her comic book series. In desperation, he decides to commit burglary, but he's stopped right before he does it by a strange encounter that introduces him to Barbara, played by Barbara Lenny. Barbara's a beautiful woman married to a rich but domineering psychologist who decides what she can do, who she can talk to, and what meds to take. He has her drugged up. Luis ends up sleeping with her, but then he turns to blackmail to get the money for his daughter's dress. Now Barbara has to decide whether or not to return to a previous secret life to get the money. But will that lead to unpredictable consequences both for her and Luis? There's a combination comedy, tragedy, drama. It feels like an O. Henry story brought to the screen. The audience, I have to say, poured out of the theater in droves as soon as it was over instead of asking questions at the Q&A because they all found it disturbing. It is disturbing, but in a disturbingly good way. A pigeon sat on a branch reflecting on existence. The editor, Wild Tales, and Magical Girl are all playing at TIFF, which goes on through the weekend. Go to TIFF.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.